Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at the car giant Renault. We've got Tevez, Modric and a new name in the frame for Spurs today. So let's get straight into our first transfer round. Now, as we went with you yesterday, we couldn't bring you details of a story broken exclusively on the Mirror Football website. Yesterday, it was all about the West Ham midfielder Scott Parker. Chelsea have made an approach to the Hammers to take him back to Stamford Bridge because of the sad news that Michael Essien's out injured for 6 months. The Times and the Express have followed up on that story today. They say that Chelsea have made a bid to take Parker on loan for the coming season. Can't see West Ham agreeing to that. For me, Chelsea got to either buy him or stop messing West Ham about. But Chelsea fans, is Parker the answer? I think he is. He won't need time to adapt. He knows Villas-Boas. He fulfills Chelsea's English criteria. What do you think? You know how to get in touch by now. We're going to spin you through a few other tales. I'm breaking this morning. Liverpool have agreed a deal to sell defender Paul Konchesky to Leicester. He signs a 3-year deal for an undisclosed fee. Konchesky's 30. He was signed for £4 million last August by then manager Roy Hodgson, but the fans didn't fancy him and he played just 18 matches for the Reds before being axed from the team. Now, since our show on Monday, Chelsea have made a second £27 million bid for the Tottenham midfielder Luka Modric. The Mail say that Spurs appear to be paving the way for Modric's departure by making a £12.3 million bid for the Real Madrid midfielder Esteban Granero. He's 24. The Mail say Granero is a ready-made replacement for Modric. The thing is, for me, if he was that good, how did he get just 8 starts in 19 appearances under Jose Mourinho last season? Anyway, good work by the Mail, who say Liverpool and Arsenal also looking at this guy who's nicknamed the Pirate because of his rugged looks. And there I was thinking it was because he walked around with a parrot on his shoulder. Back page of the Mirror says that Spain drain. Real Madrid trying to hijack Corinthians' sensational £37 million bid to take Tevez from City. Real say they need just one more striker and the smart money is on that striker being Tevez. Also on the back page of the Mirror, Barcelona up their bid for Cesc Fabregas to £35 million. Please, Arsenal, take the money and just put us all out of our misery. All the papers say that Chelsea are about to take advantage of Arsenal dragging their heels in the transfer market by hoovering up Bolton's Gary Cahill. He's got just a year left on his contract, but Bolton want £18 million, which I think is a bit ridiculous. How much do you think he's worth? He's got just a year left. The Suns say that QPR are going to announce the signing of the striker Jay Bothroyd today on a free transfer. In fact, that's actually been confirmed. The Times say that Anderlecht have made an approach to sign the Liverpool flop Milan Jovanovic on a free transfer. Here's one from the clouds. The Mail say Spanish club Villarreal are considering a surprise move for the Wolves winger Matty Jarvis. You all know him by now. He's 25. Had a decent season in the Premier League under Mick McCarthy. The Times say West Ham hope to complete a deal for the striker Idegaard Johnson, who's a free agent. Don't know why. He's basically touring English football, picking up his pension. And the Mail say that Queen's Park Rangers are close to finalising a pay-as-you-play deal for the Hammers midfielder Kieran Dyer. Good luck with that. Time for your messages and lots of anger directed at Cesc Fabregas, with many of you fed up of the soap opera. Cheetan69 says, I wouldn't keep Fabregas anymore. Offer his deal to Nasri, let Fab get his wish and become a sub to Xavi and Iniesta at Barcelona. Bad Half says, I think Arsenal fans all thinking the same thing. Cesc can go. His heart just isn't in it and I think we need to drop some dead weight. Wenger just needs to rip the band-aid off and sell Cesc now. The Fox More 5 would sell both Fabregas and Nasri. Says I'd rather get the Nasri money now than let him go next year for free. United Nuts says Arsenal should sell Fabregas while they can still get a profit for him. And James Wallace says here, keep Nasri and spend the Fabregas money on defenders. Simples. CL10 says he would rather happily drive Fabregas to the airport as he is fed up. And it set me thinking, who are the players that you would happily drive to the airport? You know how to get in touch by now. Back to the Premier League, and in our own Daily Mirror, Blackburn about to sign the Argentine striker Hugo Pavone. He's 29. It was his missed penalty kick for relegated River Plate that sparked a riot last season. Have a look on YouTube. For all of you United fans waiting for Wesley Schneider, patience, patience. Sticking with our own Daily Mirror, United confident they can meet Schneider's big wages while ensuring Wayne Rooney remains the club's highest earners. Funny that Schneider, Spanish title winner, Dutch title winner, Italian title winner, treble winner in fact, including the Champions League, World Cup finalist, four-time man of the match at last summer's World Cup, two-time man of the match at Euro 2008. Rooney, four-time Premier League winner here in England, two-time League Cup winner here in England. Yes, he's won the Champions League, and yes, he has won the World Club Cup with Manchester United. But should he be a higher earner than Schneider? That's all the talk in the papers today. Am I being unfair? Let me know what you think. Lots of papers in Europe suggesting the Villarreal striker Giuseppe Rossi is on his way to Juventus for around £27 million. All the papers here in England say the Tottenham midfielder Nico Kranjčar's future depends on whether the club can sell Modric. If Modric stays, Kranjčar is off, most likely on loan unless someone meets his £12 million valuation. If Modric leaves, then Kranjčar stays. Watch this space. No Alexis Sanchez, Javier Pastore or Neymar today because we're all bored of them and nothing has happened. But just one more for now. Real Zaragoza in Spain, they're keen to take the West Ham mistake, Pablo Barrera. Competition time. We want you to tell us which Premier League team will sign the most players this summer. All we need is a team and, of course, the country you're writing in from, the shirt of your choice if you get it right, and, of course, we pick you. Now, I know a lot of you think you're clever by going for Sunderland, who've already signed nine players. But remember, Norwich have signed six so far, and there is indeed a long way to go. Nonetheless, Owen in Ireland, says Sunderland. So too does Mark in Australia, Delboy in Oxford, Sean from Sunderland, Gamer Meyer and Mr. Crampton, who are both in Ireland. Ricky07 says Norwich, he's in Kent. The King Dan says Manchester United. Keep your entries coming in on Twitter, on YouTube, on the Mirror football website, and of course on spy@mirror.co.uk. Just before we go, a special mention to Paul Murphy and his family in Denmark. We've got the superb pictures that you sent us. We'll be featuring them in Friday's show. And that's when the Football Spy Show is back. Don't worry, we're back to normal from next week. But just for now, we're back on Friday. I'll see you next time.